something that you think is gonna last. But you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you really living?
Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
My name was Richard Nixon, only now I'm a girl. You wouldn't know it, but I used to be the king of the world. Compared to last time, I look like I've hit the skid. Project with my two little kids. It's not what I would have chose. Now you have to call me Rose. I was the boss of bosses the last time around.
morning, everybody. It is WMFO right here in Medford. Hope you're doing well. Mike on the mic here at 10:07 already in the morning. How did that happen? The time just flies when you're playing the tracks that you love. And I appreciate all the requests and the interaction on Facebook. Let me tell you what I played in that last set, and then we'll get to our in-studio musical guest. And it's Angela Mirage, correct?
Angelie Mirage, yeah.
Oh, Angelie. God, you totally messed me up with that one. How am I supposed to know that?
You're pronouncing it technically correctly. It's just that everyone else in my life pronounces it wrong,
fine.
Including me. So
Angelie.
Yes.
All right, very pretty. All right, so we'll talk to you in just a second. So started that last set. That was a weird set because I was up and down the stairs bringing Angelie up. Nuts. But anyway, Mudcrutch, brand new from them. Tom Petty fronting it on their second CD. It's called Welcome to Hell. Crowded House. I love Crowded House from 2012's All the Best. That was Hole in the River. Then our good friend Will Daly from National Throat. That was Why Do I? The Brothers Landreth from Undercover Bros. That was a great cover of Steely Dan, Reeling in the Years. And of course, just followed up with Bruce Coburn from 2011's Small Source of Comfort. That was Call Me Rose. And I can call you Angelie.
Yes.
Yeah. So look, you gave me a bio, and you just love all kinds of music. But let me read the little opener that you have from your bio.
Okay.
And you won't mind if I take a big deep breath, because this is a lot to read. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
In your day-to-day life, you are Angelie Mirage, a Florida-grown and Boston-brewed singer, songwriter, musician, graduate student, nonprofit professional. And I'm still quoting. Phew, that's a lot of hyphens for one person. So, you know, how did you get to be that person and just so complicated?
Oh,
do you think you're
question.
Complicated? I don't know.
Well, Mike, it started in my childhood when
okay.
I was five.
And, tell me, see the couch right there? Lie down. Tell me about your childhood.
I don't know. I like to stay busy. I know that seems like a sort of, you know, like weak answer, but I have a lot of different interests, and I think that, you know, I've been given a lot of opportunities to explore those interests, and so I should take them. I mean, I'm not somebody who can ever see myself just doing one thing, mm-hmm. for better or worse, you know. So I try to engage in all the things that I feel passionate about when I can and in the ways that I can. So.
Yeah, because in your email and your identity has become your middle name.
Right, for performing. It's weird. I initially sort of did it because I thought, well, my middle name is Hema. And when I perform, I'm listed under Hema. That's like, all, you know.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is just it's easier to remember. It's four letters, you know. It's not.
Well.
But also, I think, yeah, there's a sort of dissociative identity thing going there, I guess, where if I perform under a different name, it's sort of I can separate that part of myself out from the rest of the hyphens.
So I wish I was a psychologist right now.
Oh,
but I'm just
glad
not.
You're not.
I'm glad I'm not too. But, you know, this middle name, this Hema, became an identity. And it says here that you're looking to connect with audience through shared truths and experiences and explore. And this is going to give you guys a clue as to what instrument she's going to play today. And explore the gray areas of life through the use of black and white keys.
Mm-hmm.
Pianist.
Yes. Yeah.
Me too. That's probably why you brought a piano in here.
Yes.
See, now I get it.
It's all coming together now.
We didn't mic it up yet. We have to do that.
Yeah.
So when did you first tickle the keys?
Actually, I joked early, but I was about 5 or 6. I was always fascinated by music, even as a child. And I think I remember asking my mom. I was actually fixated on the flute. Like, mm-hmm. I really wanted to learn the flute for some reason. And I think my mother, in her good judgment, was not looking forward to like hours of me playing flute badly. And
well,
so
just trying to cover, like, you know, Jethro Tull over and over again. It's
right.
Like, where's that going to lead?
Yeah, exactly.
Nowhere good.
And so she said, well, what about piano? You know, let's look at piano. And I really fell in love with it. And the teacher I had, Eileen Mattioli, is an amazing woman and teacher, and really focused on teaching me every aspect of the music, not just sort of like practice over and over and then come in and play, but, you know, breaking everything down, looking at the theory. She let me do pop. She let me do whatever really I wanted once I was, you know.
Mm-hmm. Not that any of this is about me, but I also started playing the piano early. So let's see if we have a connection here and how we did this. When I was really young, Mrs. Darby, who is no longer with us, I miss you, Mrs. Darby, because I'm old. And she was too when I knew her. But anyway, she started me with classical. Mm-hmm. Is that what happened with you?
Yeah.
Best thing to do.
Yeah, it really is. It gives you such a good I mean, like, I won't sit here and lie and say I loved every piece that I played ever. You know, yeah, I have my favorites, but I also there were some that were painful to get through. But you need that. I think it teaches you discipline. And any kind of music, I mean, it comes from the heart and soul, but you need that foundation of discipline there to be able to access that part of yourself.
I mean, once you can read, you know, the right hand and the left hand parts, then you can understand when you start to read like chords, and you can understand how to do an 11th and a major 7 or whatever, and how to play with those things. But you need the classical first.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So after you got done with classical, how soon did you start to think, you know what, I think that I want to try and write something?
I think I wrote my first song. Granted, it was like obviously pretty terrible. I didn't have a lot of life experience to be.
And everybody up. Here, she is now playing. You know,
But I think I was in like, I don't know, like fourth or fifth grade or something. Yeah. And I just thought, I started with like instrumental stuff because that's what I was playing. But I also always liked to write. And I think once I could figure out sort of how to put the two together, I did that. I wrote like a song for, we had like a fifth and eighth grade graduation at my school or something like that. And I wrote a song for
that. Did you play it for everybody?
I did. I didn't play. If I remember correctly, I felt really nervous about playing and singing at the same time because I was like 12 or 11. And so I recorded the piano on like a cassette. This is like,
oh, how enterprising. Nice. And you sang to your
And
your
then
own...
I gave them the cassette and then I like, yeah.
That's like one of those movies.
it was an interesting experience for sure. I sort of wish we still had cassettes because it would make my recording process a lot easier.
Yeah, I know. But it's not as easy to just put in a blank CD and start to record.
No.
It's not.
Yeah.
So many styles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let me just read off what's in your bio.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz, pop, doo-wop, blues, indie rock, and folk.
Mm-hmm.
So which came first and where are you now?
Which came first? Probably on account of like my parents just listening to a lot of oldies at home, probably like the like Motown and doo-wop and stuff.
Nothing
like that.
Nothing better.
Yeah. Great music to listen to at any age, any time. It's like really timeless, and I can't think of anybody I've ever met who doesn't enjoy at least one.
No, and I think that's a great segue into the first song that you chose to pick. And the artist you picked is one of my absolute favorites.
She is amazing.
Go ahead, say it.
Ooh, Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. And she's doing a lovely cover here of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've played this many times and I just crow about it.
Yeah.
It just does it for me. What makes this? Is it her?
It's the song and it's her.
Yeah, you know, really
I first heard the song through the Shirelles version.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about her. Obviously, you know, she accessed a part of herself that. I think it's really hard for a lot of people to do, and in listening to that, you can just hear the sort of pain and longing, and it's just honest. It's honest.
It's an incredible track. All right, so we're going to play that, everybody. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by Amy, and we'll probably cue up a song or two after so we can, in the background, hook up the piano here. But, you know, I also, did you see her documentary just named Amy?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, no, you've got to do that.
I have to, yeah.
You have no idea. It has like actual footage of her as a kid growing up and her personality and
that's gonna devastate me. I already
know. Well, it's worth seeing if you love her.
Yeah.
All right. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, Amy Winehouse? Everybody, we'll be back with Angelie after this.
Thank you.
right above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. Put in your dreams whatever they be. Dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 buzz. Fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've gotta make me a promise.
Yourself in a living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman, you creep from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh. It can't all be wedding cake. It can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it. Can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. And there's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch ever. That's why you will not survive.
that I tell you now. It may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be thought of well. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Though I don't know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
WMFO, Toss Freeform Radio, right here in MEFA. How are you? 10:27 in the morning. Hi, Angelique.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
She's got to project because we set up the keyboard with a couple of mics, you know, but the mic for her vocals
like
doesn't
a
really...
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like making us work hard, but that's okay. So let me tell you what we just heard, and I'll tell you why. I blame Angelique. No, I don't. So, but it was all her suggestions, all influences in some way or favorite songs. So we talked a little bit about the great Amy Winehouse from the Lioness CD that was Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. And I know there's so many versions of it. So many people that we could have played Bob Angel. I know, but you got to admit, Amy's, yeah. And, you were talking about this one, weren't you? Dream a Little Dream. Ella Fitzgerald and Louie together, the Millennium Collection CD was that one. Yeah, Mama Cass, absolutely. There's so many wonderful versions, and that's one of them. And then, would you say this is your favorite band, Spoon?
It's like one of my absolute favorite bands, yeah.
It's one of mine, too, and this is my favorite album title, Ga 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 Ga.
It's great, yeah.
Because, like me, it makes no sense. Is there a story behind that? I don't know.
I don't honestly think there is. There's like a lot of songs on that particular album, too, where Britt Daniel was just like, yeah, I was just sort of goofing around.
Wish I could goof around like that.
Yeah, I know.
So speaking of goofing around, you're about to do some of that for us.
Yeah, a little bit.
We have a cool little Yamaha electric piano set up here.
Yes.
And I mean, I know you do a lot of playing out. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of covers, and it's a lot of your own stuff, too. And this one is one of yours.
Yes, this is one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that I've had around for a little while. It tends to get a good response, although we'll see what the listeners think. I don't know.
Well, I'm really good at doing this.
Okay,
so I'm
great.
Ready.
Great, okay.
All right.
This song is called Use Me.
Okay.
You play me again, yeah, I've fallen again, and it's my fault. I've got flowers in my hair and a smile on my face, but my heart's in a vault. I'll play all of your foolish games, oh, and though I'm ashamed, I'll hide it. Ignore the numerous lies and shallow alibis, because I can't fight it. And I know it's not just you that does it, but honesty was never your strong suit, was it? Use me, I'll let you use me, 'cause it's you, dear, and I'll take it, and I won't let you see me shed one more tear. I know what I'm getting myself into, but I only do it because it's you. So use me, go on and use me, I'm using you too. Put put you back into my head, led you back to my bed. But I'm not confused, not one bit. This life's one big compromise that I've hidden inside. And you're the not quite perfect fit, not fit for a wedding band. So I just hold my hand, what I need for now, that's all. I'll wipe the soot off my face, sit by my fireplace, Cinderella waiting for her ball. The clock strikes 12, I wonder where you are, why you haven't phoned, but I'll put up with it, better than being alone. Use me, go on and use me, I swear I'll take it, take it, and I won't let you see me shed one more tear. No, use me, go on and use me, and 'cause it's you, dear, I'll take it, and I won't let you see me shed one more tear. I know what I'm getting myself into, but I only do it because it's you. So use me, go on and use me. I'm using you too. I'm using you too. I'm using you too. I'm using you. I'm using you. I'm using you too.
Angel. Angelique. Angel, I can call you anything I want. But you're not fooling around. That was, that, you know, I can see, I can hear the Motown influence in the voice.
Yeah.
So tell me the story behind that song.
That song is sort of a combination of reflection on...
Remember, project, you have to lean.
Oh, yeah, a combination of reflection.
I know a good chiropractor.
On the, on a sort of not healthy relationship that I had early on, and like observations of friends who had gotten into the situation where you're in this relationship and you're really not at an advantage. It's sort of a parasitic relationship, but you convince yourself, no, I'm getting something out of this. Like, I'm on top here. And it's
human nature.
Yeah, right. It's delusion, basically. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek.
Mm-hmm. It has to be, or else we'd all just go mad.
Right.
All right, so hopefully this next track you want to play is on a happier subject?
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know if it is.
All right, tell us about this one.
No, you know, yeah, I'll play the happy one. This is just about when you feel like you're genuinely falling for somebody. It's nice. It's a nice song.
Okay, what's the name of it?
It's called La La Love.
La La, oh, see, that sounds lovely.
Nice.
La La,
yeah.
Lovely.
No sarcasm.
All right, everybody, some more wonderful live music from Angelique right here in Studio A.
My brain is buzzing with the whispers of our yesterday. We met before in a past life in a French cafe. Je t'aime, je t'adore, will you take my heart now, s'il vous plaît? Was all downhill from there. I wrote a letter to you just to see your name in ink. I like the way I make you wonder and you make me think. Our dirty dishes sit together in the kitchen sink. I don't know if we're prepared for this love, la 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 love. This love, la 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 love. Down this road where it snows, we are hand in glove. Is this love, is this love, is this love? September when you took me out for a drive. I still remember the way I felt when we locked eyes. My heart leapt to my throat when you flashed your brilliant smile. Might have known it from the start. I like the way my fingers feel when they run through your hair. You say I'm charming when I act socially impaired. prepared. Sometimes I think that you might be a little unaware of the hold you have on my heart. And this love, la 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 love. This love, la 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 love. Down this road where it snows, we are hand in glove. Is this love, is this love, is this love? Your head rests on my shoulder as we are getting older, and I can't wait to figure out just what we've got in store. 'Cause there is always something more for me to love about you. And this love, la 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 love. Love, la 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 love. Down this road where it snows, we are hand in glove. Is this love, is this love, is this love? Love, la 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 love. Love, la 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 love. Down this road where it snows, we are hand in glove.
Okay. Was that another one that you wrote?
Yeah, that's an original.
You're not kidding around. You know, I don't know if you know, but your voice is just really strong.
Thank you.
Really, really. I mean, people on the thread are saying, wow, what a voice.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah, seriously. So that's a much happier thing. So is that sort of in the middle of a relationship where you're thinking, is this it?
I think it's at that point where... Yeah, you're starting to consider, like, I think there's something here, and there's that fear of where our lives are becoming combined together and feeling comforted by the
and
small
hopeful.
Surroundings and hopeful. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a it's a much more upbeat track. It's hard to write those sometimes. It's a lot easier to write the...
I know. Well, because they you draw from your own experiences, and, you know,
sure.
A lot of us just have those shared experiences,
right.
I guess.
Exactly.
Right? All right. Well, listen, why don't we play some new music that's come out? Are you familiar with it's a local band called Lake Street Dive?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. I love that.
Yeah. Do you know this latest song from this album? Their latest album is Side Pony.
Side Pony, yeah.
Yeah, and this one called Mistakes just drives me nuts. I love it.
I'm so excited.
Do you know it?
To hear it. I haven't listened to anything but the first single with Side Pony from Side Pony.
Oh, I'm going to turn it up so loud because you're going to go nuts.
I'm so glad.
All right, everybody. Brand new noise here at WMFO, our own Lake Street Dive. This is called Mistakes at WMFO.
It's a losing game, and I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. I got one who's working undercover, trying to solve my mystery. Look at one mistake I'm making now. Thank you.
but it's a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. Well, every time I lose one, I can just move on. I always find another. Look at one mistake I'm making up. I'm jumping right on them when I know it's gonna end somehow. Look at one mistake.
Cause you know it's gonna end somehow. laying down a law that I live by. Well, maybe next time. I've got a thick tongue, brimming with the words that go unsung. I simmer then I burn for someone, the wrong one. And I tell myself to let the story end. Oh, and my heart will rest in someone else's hand. My why not me philosophy began, and I said,
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford, 10:50 in the morning with Mike on the mic along with Anjali Mirage. Hello.
Hello.
So in 10 minutes, it's something about the women. The beautiful Jane is going to be here to take you through to 1 p.m. Something about the women is a great show for any day, but on a Saturday like this, any genre, all women artists, stick around for Jane at 11 o'clock, okay? But first of all, I want to reintroduce you to Anjali Mirage. She has been my in-studio guest. Heard a couple of songs from you, and we'll do one more before we say goodbye, but let's just talk a little more.
Sure.
Just a little bit in these last few minutes. So you describe yourself as a Florida-grown and Boston-brewed singer-songwriter. So you're born and bred in Florida?
Yes, yeah.
Why did you leave there?
Oh, we don't have enough. We don't have time on the show. No, I'm joking. I mean, I think when you grow up in one place, you know, and you don't see much of the world outside of that place it's a lot of times there's like a longing to get out.
Yeah, to you, it's not vacation land.
No, it's just life. That's every day. But I've noted, you know, at this point I've lived there. I spent a year in New York. And now I'm here in Boston, and it's New York. I thought was going to be like, I loved living in New York for that year that I was there, but it really, any place just becomes like home.
Mm-hmm,
like one
it
day
does.
I was just, you know, walking home from work, and I had to stop, and I was about 7 months in. I was doing a service year there with City Air, and I had to stop and looked over the bridge, and I was just like, whoa, like I live here. Like I had that moment of.
Right.
This is cool.
But, so how did you come from there to Boston?
Graduate
school. Yeah.
Like 90% of people who moved to Boston. I did two service years with an American organization called City Year in New York, and then moved back to Orlando to do the second year, and then came up here for school. But I love it here.
Yeah, I was going to say we have a beautiful city here.
Yeah, it might be my favorite place that I've lived so far. Yeah.
It's so different than Florida. I mean, yeah. I don't mean weather-wise or anything. I just mean it's just so different.
It's, yeah.
History, it's just so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. So let's hear one more from you.
Okay.
I know this is one more, and I know that this is got to be an early song because you told me before when the music was playing that you didn't really have a title for this one, so you called it the first one.
Right. Well, I ran through a lot of titles for this, and none of them seemed right. And then I just thought, well, it's the first one. It's not the first song that I wrote, but it's the first song that I wrote that I kept, you know, that I really liked. And it's sort of, for myself, it feels clever because it's about, like, my first love, too, you know? So it's... it has like a double meaning in that sense, but yeah.
Cool. Okay, live in studio, everybody, one more time. Anjali doing the first one in live in studio A.
Resides with you, whether you want her or not. Or not. I call her back, she will not come. She prefers the home you give her, but it's not fair. You're never there. I was alone, sitting at home, waiting for your call. It never came, now I'm in disarray. Still after it all, my heart resides with you. Whether you want her to or not, our silence is the foundation. Sweet everything, nothing's make up the walls. My heart resides with you. I didn't ask her to. I just wanted you. La da da da, da da da. We painted pretty pictures of the life we wanted and the life we knew. I spilled my heart to you, and you spilled yours to me. But there were misconceptions, blurry lines, and bad directions. I knew it well. My foolish heart couldn't tell. I was alone, sitting at home, waiting for your call. It never came. Now I'm in disarray. Still after it all, my heart resides with you. Whether you want her to or not, and our silence is the foundation. Sweet everything, nothing's make up the walls. My heart resides with you. But I didn't ask her to. I didn't ask her to. I just wanted you. Ooh, oh, oh, oh.
continue like nothing's changed. But everything's rearranged. And I'm not sure if you notice, but it hurts me every day to see you hold her close when she doesn't know who you are. Not that you really care, but my heart resides with you. But I don't want her to anymore. I'm sure wanna go back to before. Whoa, whoa. Please be careful with your everything, nothing's all I fear. She cannot bear to be broken. Too late.
That's terrific. That's really nice. That's really nice.
Thanks.
I didn't see you sneak
awesome.
In there.
Awesome.
Jane's here too. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. That was Angelique Mirage. That was just beautiful, the first one that was called.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Much.
Thank you so much for coming in. I got to tell you, I'm looking at the Facebook comments. You know, nice job, Angelique. Sounds great. All of that. So I hope you look back and you'll see some of the new fans you have out there.
Thank you. And I hope if you'd like to keep up, you know, I'm starting to work on trying to put together actual recorded stuff, and I'll be starting a cover series soon, so please check out my Facebook page. It's H-E-M-A. It's facebook.com/AngelieHema.
Perfect. All right. So look forward to seeing you progress, and I hope we get to see you live someday, too. And please come back. Stay in touch.
I would love it. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so what we'll do, everybody, is we'll play a PSA, and we'll come back, and we'll talk to Jane. How's that sound? I think it sounds awesome. All right, we'll do that right back here in a second at WMFO.
Your kids are going for a bike ride? You make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding? Add knee pads and elbow pads, too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them, and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids 3 times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
All right, it's WMFO. Mike on the mic just about getting out of here because it's almost 11 a.m. here on a Saturday. You know what that means? It's something about the women, and our friend Jane is right across the table. What's up, Jane?
Well, you know, what can...